Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Well, my first question to you would be, ma'am, is we would like to go ahead and know is, would you say your age range is between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay, ma'am. And even though I know the answer to this question, what do you consider your gender to be?
Female.
All right, ma'am. I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer,
how
you can just...
How often what?
Teens in your school district use certain substances. So you could just give me your best guess. All right. Note that when we mention marijuana, we're referring to illegal use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. So the first question would be, ma'am, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Do you feel that they do it daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year, tried once, or never?
I'd say maybe once or twice a year.
Once or twice a year. All right. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form or concentrate in any form? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year, tried once or never?
Probably once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month. All right. And... moving on, ma'am. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year?
Daily.
Daily? All right. All right, I'm going to read to you a list of statements, ma'am, about youth substances. We just need to know, ma'am, if you would say that you agree or you disagree with each one, all right? So
okay.
They're very short statements, and they'll be very quick. So let me go ahead and start with the first one, ma'am. So the first one does say, ma'am, well, my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths with marijuana. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Can you repeat that again?
Yes, yes. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths with marijuana. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I would disagree with that.
All right. Would you say you strongly disagree or you just simply disagree?
Disagreeing because if a kid wants to do it, they're going to find a way to do it anyway.
Okay. All right. This one says, ma'am, parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Parents should.
Yeah,
you
parents should. Yes, parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Should not. Well, I agree.
All right. Would you say simply agree or strongly agree?
Simply agree.
All right. And my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Would you say simply agree or strongly agree, ma'am?
Simply.
All right. And most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
They'll go behind their backs. They're not going to do it in front of their parents. So I... How did the question read again?
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Would you say simply agree or strongly agree?
Simply.
And most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. Simply.
Simply. Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with your children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Simply,
simply
or strongly agree? Okay. And most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
I strongly agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
All right. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youths under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Okay. And most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Simply agree. All right. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths with marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Okay. And my community laws should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
I simply agree.
All right, ma'am. And most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Yeah. Parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
All right. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Simply agree. All right, ma'am. And parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Simply agree. All right. And drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
All right. We're almost done, ma'am. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Simply agree. All right. And parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, ma'am. All right. And using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Simply agree. All right, ma'am. And most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youths under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
All right. And I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youths under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
All right. And almost approaching to the end, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
And the last one for this section says parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
All right, moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you feel.
How much longer is this?
Like four more questions, ma'am. Four more questions. Mm-hmm. I promise
okay.
We're almost done. I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. All right, if you're not so sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. So how often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor, ma'am? Would you say daily, once a week? Twice a month, once a month, once or twice a year? Tried once or never?
Once a year.
Okay, once or twice a year. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year? Tried once or twice or never?
Never.
Never? Okay, ma'am. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a
month? Never.
Never? Okay, ma'am. And these last questions. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, a few times a school year, or never?
Never.
Never? Okay, ma'am. And how would you describe yourself? Would you say you're white, Hispanic, black, or African-American, Asian, American, or white? Okay, ma'am. All right. And as a token of our appreciation, this last question, the Big Lake Substance Prevention Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. Would you say the Wave Youth Center or Big Lake Food Shelf?
Big Lake Food Shelf.
Okay, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your answers. It was so helpful for me, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.